This is for the men who never settle. The ones who believe only quitters end a game in a tie. The type of guys who choose the bar with the biggest TVs to overcompensate for theirs at home. This is the Lodge mentality. This is Twin Peaks.
A former Royal Stadium vendor turned radio icon.
It's all tonight on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Your home for everything that's f***ing great.
He's been in a band. And he's not to be trifled with.
I'm a hard ass. I'm sorry.
He's Todd Liebo. He's Todd Liebo.
I'm getting really sick of guys named Todd. Hi, what's your name? Todd. I'm Todd.
On the program.
I wasn't sick of Todd.
I was going to say.
Until he came in and started fiddling with the TVs.
You started talking.
Never has George Carlin been more accurate than just then.
You know what? We're fine.
Every button he pressed.
What happened to Kelly Clarkson?
You don't want her.
We don't have Kelly on anymore.
I'll put her on this other channel if you want it.
She looks great. I didn't realize. Skinny.
Yeah. Every button Todd pressed took us further back.
Well, I got us sort of back. Ah, it's all right. Don't worry about it.
I'm like, hey, can we? I'm like, no. Like,
you know, the answer is always no. We can't.
You're the guy we go to fix things, not to make it worse.
This little side TV's got different things going on. It ain't the same.
Has a mind of its own.
Applause video. This is not.
Yeah.
It's something else.
It is not that way.
No, it's not.
Whatever that is, this ain't.
Other. Works a little different in my house.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah. Todd Liebo's here. He's brought to you by our friends at Family Leisure, K-10 and Ridgeview. Great spot to get out if you like family and you like fun.
Right there.
Well, that's where family and fun come together, Todd.
Right there. Right next to each other. Together they meld.
They meld. They mesh.
Mesh.
In fact, if you go out there, you will often see family and fun come together
right there.
In front of you. You'll be like, there it is. Just like in the commercial.
It's happening.
I have to admit, I have teenage girls, and there is nowhere on earth that they want to go with their dad.
Except for there. They go.
Oh, Dad, can I go check out the chairs?
Sure. Bring enough to avoid you.
What are you getting? You know, it is. Yeah. They can hide. Yeah, is that okay? Yeah, let's go.
Yes, let's indeed go.
Grab a little salty iguana right out in the parking lot.
I'll,
right out in front, salty iguana. So it's kind of a nice little, combo.
Before we play the
8-10 corner.
We're having some TV issues in here. And I updated you last week about my ordeals with my father and trying to stream.
Okay? Yes. Get him,
get him rolling with the Bally's app and, stuff. So we got him there. He's pretty good at it. Pretty good. That doesn't mean I didn't get a phone call nearly every Royals game asking me a question about something, about how it works. But last night, the issue was just that the internet was out in the house for a smidge. It just happened to be right when he was trying to turn the damn thing on. And so he's getting a message up there and like, all right, that sounds like the internet's out. Then how do you get your 83-year-old dad to test the internet? Not that easy. Not that easy. But by the time I got him through some help on it, the internet was back.
There you go.
He was good to go, so he was able to do it. But it's a little bit like what you just saw with me on the TVs here.
Yeah.
That's just life now with working the TVs when you get to there. But he's getting there. It's a work in progress. We've been almost 1 week into the streaming world. And it's going okay.
Okay.
I'm not saying it's going great, but it's going okay. Just a little bit okay. I'm proud of him. He's doing it. It's new stuff.
I think it's great.
It's new stuff, man.
New trick. New trick.
It's new trick. A lot of times the old guys don't need new tricks.
Todd Liebo's an old guy with a new trick. He's, as I said, proudly brought to you by Family Leisure. Mention 810, save even more. Big pool, hot tub sale going on right now. Patio furniture, you need it, they got it. Best in the world as far as I'm concerned. We had a bunch of people over this past weekend, and it was
plenty
fantastic.
Plenty of place to sit.
Yes. I did say, like, because I feel like, well, how many years can we get out of this?
As many as it takes.
Well, but that's the thing. I was like, well, maybe we get something new. Just for new. But we don't need it.
Here's when you do it.
That's how long it's lasted. Over 20 years.
I think you can honestly make it this far. When one of the girls moves out, has a house, They get the oldest stuff.
They get the old stuff, and then I get new.
And then you get new.
Okay.
That's how it works.
I like it. I like it. Let's play the feud. We played for a Hen House gift card. You can do some shopping for mom. Hey, gift card could go to the floral department. $25 will get you a dozen rainbow roses. Mother's Day's this weekend. You want to grow
pie.
Up for mom? Get Tippins pie. She'd love that. You can have a big Mother's Day dinner. Get to Hen House this weekend. We welcome David to the program. David, how are you, sir?
I'm doing well. How are you guys?
We're good. You know you got a choice. Who's going to play with you? You going to play with Todd? You going to play with Curtis? Or you going to play with me?
Man, this is hard because I've been dreaming about this for years.
Oh, my gosh.
raise your sights a little bit.
It's a simple life, David leads.
Very simple.
Dream
Curtis
bigger.
Is my spirit animal, but, like, Lebo's segments are the best on every show.
So
I don't know. Yes, very much so. Let's do Curtis. I feel good. I feel good about this.
That is bold and daring.
So bold.
Not often I've heard those words.
Yes.
You going first or second?
Just take that for what it's worth.
Yeah, you want to go first or second?
You've been dreaming about this. Go first, David.
Okay, I'll go first.
That's right.
All right, David, then Curtis. Todd?
I'll go first.
You'll go first?
I'll battle David.
All right, Lebo.
Let's do
okay.
it.
Okay. All right. All right. We're ready. We're ready.
David, can we test your buzzer, please?
David.
Oh, sounds my gosh. Good. He has been dreaming about this.
He's been practicing, tuning up the old buzzer. All right.
Now it's time to just barf on myself.
Well, that's okay. Just clean yourself
that's
up before you go
job.
To Hen House.
Wouldn't be the first time we've cleaned up.
That is my job on this segment.
All right. Give me Lebo. Give me David.
All right.
We got six answers on the board. I want you to name a character from A League of Their Own.
Lebo.
Lebo.
Jimmy.
Jimmy Dugan. Number one answer.
I'm not good at this.
Me and names. Well, there's no way we're going to steal.
Yeah.
I'm not stealing squat.
I don't know. Curtis is writing a list.
Oh,
down.
Curtis is writing a whole. It's 20-year-old movie. He watches it every
My
other week.
My favorite sports movie of all time.
Oh, my God.
I say we give it a shot.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Get ready to steal your 38 points.
Seren, you are up.
I think there's a Meg, isn't there?
Is that your guess?
Yes.
There's a Meg. I can't think of her.
Oh, I got one. I thought of one.
Because I don't have any more.
Tad?
I got one.
Gina Davis. Oh, I think I know one. Dottie.
Bang.
Dottie
Is that
Hansen.
The one I stole yours?
No.
Okay, good.
Because I think isn't her sister May?
Sure. I don't know.
Oh, God.
Okay, so here's the
there
thing.
There is a May, but
there is a May. She's
Madonna.
Not on the list,
oh, okay.
But May is
You're
not
right.
Dottie's.
Okay. I think, honestly, if Curtis has six of these written down, we shouldn't get any more right, because we're just giving him points. Right? Strategy?
Probably.
That is strike two, isn't it?
Yeah. How about Blanche? That's a gold girl, probably.
Blanche is strike three.
Is that strike three?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Dottie's sister was Kit.
Oh,
Kit
damn,
Keller.
Right.
We've also got Marla Hooch.
Are you
going
to let David talk, Curtis?
We have Marla, who is...
I got nothing.
What a hitter. and Doris was... I can't remember her name now.
Make David pick between your three.
I say we go with Kit, David.
So, yeah, I have never seen the movie. I hate to say that. But so whoever you think the biggest character
Sexist.
Is, I would go with.
I'm going to say Kit.
Lay off the high ones.
I like the high ones.
Number three answer. 1, 2, 3 off the board.
Get too many.
That is, hold on. 85 points.
Ah, boys.
God.
I shouldn't have said Dottie. Was that Gina Davis?
That was Gina Davis.
Okay. Yeah.
It's funny
Dottie,
how the
Kit,
it just
and Jimmy. Huh?
I should have buzzed you for Gina Davis.
What was Madonna's name?
May. It was May, all the way.
She wasn't on there. The number six answer:
Rosie.
Betty Spaghetti.
Was that Rosie O'Donnell?
Doris
no, Betty
Murphy.
Spaghetti was a woman whose husband. She
we
got
don't need the whole plot.
Well, I asked him. It's my
Doris.
That's Rob Reiner's daughter.
Okay.
Doris Murphy was Rosie O'Donnell.
Oh, there you
That's
go.
Right.
And then we got Marla Hooch. What a hitter!
I enjoyed that movie. I just haven't seen it enough to know the
best
name.
Very good movie.
Movie
great movie.
It's really good. All right.
Dang it. Sorry,
So
Petro.
Now we're up to Kay versus Seren.
I went over. Like,
I know. I got two right.
Two.
We gave
Seren,
the
you
points
just want to go ahead and give your answer now since
Curtis is on fire. This is going to be another damn League of the Own
I've gotten
thing.
Better at this, but I still suck.
All right, here we
no,
go.
No, you don't, Curtis. Stop talking about yourself that way.
Now, this is pass only. Give me Saran, give me Curtis.
Yep.
Nice
pass
work.
Only. Name a past Royals bullpen pitcher.
Petro. Dan Quisenberry.
Dan Quisenberry is on there. He is the number four answer out of six.
Wade Davis.
God.
Is the number one answer.
How old are you? You're stuck in the past.
So bad.
David, you want to play?
Want to play or pass?
Let's give it a shot.
Let's do it.
All right, David, you're up.
Herrera. Kelvin Herrera.
Herrera is the number five answer. So answers one, four, and five off the list.
I'm going to go Greg Holland.
Number three. No strikes, and just answers two and six remain, David.
Ooh, wow.
What about Mike McDougal?
That's great. It's a buzzer, probably, but that's
dang.
Great.
That's not a bad one. He
damn all-star,
signed my
he?
Dad's cane in 2003.
That's something.
In a Royals cane.
I'll go with
Mike
the guy I saw last night, Jeff Montgomery.
Damn it, Curtis. I was hoping you missed
Monty
that.
Is the number two answer. Yeah. So a recent guy is number one and a legend as the second one, Jeff Montgomery. So no strikes, chance to sweep or get your first strike here, David.
They have one strike, don't they? McDougal was a strike.
Oh, yeah.
McDougal
was a strike. Thank you, Todd. Good job.
Okay, so... let's see. Shoot. Okay, so I'm drawing a blank, so I'm going to go recency.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say Will Smith.
It's past only.
He was I did not hear that.
He was a past.
I did not hear
that. He's now a current.
He is past.
But he was a past royal.
That's fair. Well,
get off David's ass.
But nonetheless,
I'm going to go with a guy whose greatness was ill-timed, Joaquin Soria.
That is a sweep.
Damn it.
God bless.
That is a sweep.
You're getting killed.
Curtis is killing us.
My K-Dog. Love it.
What a guy.
He called it. Well,
hey, listen, this thing over. Not over, David.
We've been this close.
My K-Dog.
My K-Dog. Oh, he is. He's everybody's K-Dog as well.
All right.
Yes.
I'm going to give this one because I don't... wait, who's guessing on this one?
Lebo and David.
This is David. Okay, no, this is a good one for you guys. Okay.
All right. Bum, bum, bum,
give me David, bum, give me Lebo. Excluding sequels. Name a 90s action movie.
Oh, God.
David. Die Hard.
It's the 80s, wasn't it?
Die Hard is in the 80s.
Is Batman an action movie?
Well, this didn't go as well as I thought perhaps it would. Curtis.
We're going
sequels,
around the horn.
Name a 90s action movie.
I don't know when these things started up and
you
running.
You haven't
Oceans,
seen anything since the 80s.
Ocean's 11.
That was an 01.
It's kind of an action movie.
So there. Excluding sequels, name a 90s action movie.
Sense and Sensibility.
God, where was I in the 90s?
You were working
Syracuse,
too hard to watch movies.
Vegas. Yeah. I didn't go to the movies in Vegas.
Clearly.
You worked overnight. You did movies for you.
God.
I missed a chunk of the 90s with children. Late 90s.
You said Batman and that was a buzzer?
I guess so.
Wow.
I'm going to go Predator.
90s, maybe? It's probably 80s.
David! Wow. Excluding sequels, name a 90s action movie.
Heat.
What?
Heat, he said.
No.
That's in the 90s.
It is in the 90s.
Is the Italian Job in the 90s?
It was a sequel. That was a remake.
It was a remake, but it wasn't a sequel. Is Italian Job your guess?
Yes.
2003. Curtis, excluding sequels.
This is as bad as one time we did Weed Train.
Name a 90s action movie.
Rush Hour.
Maybe.
No way.
Lord Almighty. Sirhan. Excluding sequels, name a 90s action movie. There's actually sound this week, too.
Um...
know, the 90s.
You need to eject from
Hang
the
on. Hold your water. Cobra.
And that was the 80s, I think.
No, it's Sylvester Stallone.
I think it
didn't make it anyway.
I think we maybe need to go to another question.
One more round.
Having a hard time getting
one more round.
Excluding sequels, name a 90s action movie.
The Last Boy Scout.
What?
The Last Boy Scout.
Yeah.
No. Todd, excluding sequels, name a 90s action movie.
I'm trying to think where I was in the 90s, too.
Why the hell we take sequels out of it? We might have had a chance.
Not the movies.
Cliffhanger.
Unbelievable.
I got one.
Curtis!
I got one. Citizen Kane.
No. It was 89, late 89.
All right, hold on. One more shot at this.
If Petro gets this, we get 100 points.
You probably
the 90s.
Should.
90s.
Boy, I'm thinking of the guys that I think were the big stars.
I don't know even what an action movie is anymore, either.
I'm going to try Terminator.
Yes, it was the 80s, but...
Terminator 2 was in
well,
the
90s. Well, the movies of the 90s clearly sucked.
All right, here we go. Starting from number 7, The Rock, Nicolas Cage.
There you go. Now I'm on it. Now I'm on
Welcome to the
Now
Rock.
you got Face Off.
Number 6, you got, Pulp Fiction.
That's not an action movie.
Number 5, The Matrix. Number 4, Armageddon. Number 3,
Independence Day.
Number 3, Twister. Number 2, Jurassic Park.
That's not an action movie.
Number 1, Independence Day.
See, the blank space there.
Wow.
I like Independence Day, too. It's a good movie.
We didn't
all right,
do
so
well.
How many did we get?
None.
Nobody got any film.
Add it together. Zero and zero.
Zero. Okay, we're still at zero.
All right. How do we even handle this? Do I go
It'd be
the same
two guys
who
no.
would be up?
No, no, we move on. Now it's me versus Curtis.
Yep. It was a failed round.
Give me Sarin. Give me Curtis. Outside of Kansas, Kentucky, and North Carolina, who deserves blue blood recognition
Petro.
The most? Petro.
Duke.
Is the number one answer out of 6? Thought about buzzing you just to be funny.
We're going to play.
What did the three we take out?
Kansas, Kentucky, North Carolina.
Okay. I mean, UConn, even though the Kansas fans probably didn't vote for him.
Number two answer. They got enough.
UCLA.
I would vote for him. UCLA's number 3. 4, 5, and 6 on the board, not a strike.
Indiana?
Number 4.
Villa No Fun.
Coming up next hour, Frank Bowl. Number 5, Villanova. Sleep
one answer
or
left.
Strike.
Where are we going to go here? I'll just go because they won a couple. Florida? Strike.
Just thinking that.
Florida did not make it, but you're right. They did. The last ones before this year to go back to back.
Just because they're in that tournament with the rest of the big boys, I'll try Michigan State.
Ooh, not on there. Not a bad guess, though.
Thought that was it.
Well, from back in the day, winning some titles. Oh, gosh. I'm going to try something fresh and new.
Mm-hmm.
Gonzaga.
That is a third strike.
The last one's hard.
Curtis, David, you can win.
Is that three? That's only two strikes.
That's three.
No, Michigan State.
I said someone.
Who'd you say?
Gonzaga. But who else?
No, Gonzaga.
I struck on
Michigan State. Gonzaga.
Okay.
Yeah, David.
Florida.
Florida. Yeah. Yeah, we know.
All right. You can steal and win the whole damn thing, assuming the math is right. I'm not as good as math at
I think you're safe on this one.
I think 100 will get you there.
David, I was trying to go back and pluck multiple national championship winning programs in basketball. Louisville is the only one I could think of.
I was thinking Michigan State, but that was obviously wrong.
Try Michigan State again.
if you want to go with Louisville, try it. That's fine.
Let's try it. Louisville.
The answer actually Independence Day. I'm sorry. No, Louisville.
Oh, God.
Good God. How bad did we get beat? 285
a lot.
Nothing.
So not very much.
Good call, David.
And you guys are sounding that's a Curtis.
See?
Telling you. Curtis.
That's your Curtis. It's everybody's
wow.
Curtis.
I'm so offended.
I feel like 90s action movies is not quite as esoteric as Weed Street, right?
I don't think I saw most of those in the theater.
I'm so offended. I'm not giving the gift card.
You lose it. First time ever.
Not true. It was won fair and square. David was a great contestant. He picked the right man for the job. And because of that, you're going to do some shopping at Hen House.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it. It was great. It's fun. A lot of fun. Everything I dreamed of.
Thanks, David. That was awesome.
It's a dream come true. He took Curtis and him just whipped us.
Crushed it.
Crushed us.
Somewhere
it was a team.
Someone like in the Wall of Fame should just be David.
Somehow they had 285 points, and we all got three strikes trying to name a movie from the 90s. It's like we were trying to name something from 1924.
That's crazy. That's
Did you hear that movie list?
Crazy. I've seen those movies, but...
I have too, but...
Some of them are like, that's not an action.
We got in a bad group think right there. We just got lost.
Pulp Fiction?
That's not an action movie. You can't... You judge the
what people. Is the action in Pulp Fiction?
Yeah, there was a time the guy drove in the yard.
And one guy got shot.
Yeah, right.
That's it.
And another guy got shot on accident.
Yes.
That's right.
That's an action movie?
Yeah.
Another guy got stabbed in the heart with a syringe.
It was the wolf racing over to Watty's house.
He drove fast.
Like, come on.
I'll be there in 10.
Pulp Fiction.
Yes.
But we did miss all of them.
There wasn't like half a dozen Arnold Schwarzenegger movies?
They were all probably, sequels.
Look,
I mean, Terminator 2 came out in the 90s.
Pulp Fiction was the last one, and just you guys didn't get it because you got every other answer.
Probably should have gotten Independence
Day. I would listen a little bit. But
yeah, The Rock. You know,
there were a couple on there that you should have gotten.
Yeah.
I get me not getting those.
No, I don't. You should get those.
No, I shouldn't get those.
You should, Curtis.
I don't see movies.
I'm still stunned.
That was one of the most shocking 25 minutes of radio we've ever had.
How about this?
Let's turn the page.
How about I just Googled top action movies of the 90s.
Pulp Fiction is number one.
20 best action movies of the 90s. You on a random list?
Yeah, give them to me.
All right, here's what they came with.
You're going from 1 to 0? One to 2 down there?
20 to 1.
Okay.
Rush Hour.
All right, we said that.
I said that.
Blade.
Yeah. Somebody said that, didn't they? No.
Desperado. Salma Hayek. Mm-hmm. Worth the price of
That's
admission
action.
Right there. Enemy of the State.
Okay.
Point Break. Great movie. How did we not say that?
I have no idea.
The Rock was 15. There you go.
Schultz is yelling at his radio.
Bad Boys. GoldenEye. Mission Impossible.
Oh, Mission Impossible. Those should have made it.
Total Recall.
That's a Schwarzenegger.
Die Hard with a Vengeance. Sequel.
Sequel.
Once Upon a Time in China 2. Sequel.
Sequel.
Twice Upon a Time.
Professional.
Okay.
Oh, great movie.
Awesome.
Terminator 2, The Judgment Day. Sequel.
Great movie. True Lies. Another Arnold.
That's Arnold. Yep.
The Crow. Drunken Master 2. Sequel.
Sequel. I never heard of.
Speed.
Ah, that's 90s.
Speed.
The Fugitive.
That's 90s.
There was a Keanu Reeves movie on the list.
Terminator 2, Judgment Day.
Yeah.
And number one, The Matrix.
There's two Keanu Reeves movies.
Two Keanu Reeves.
Matrix was late. Was that 99 or so?
99.
Yeah, 99.
Todd Lebo's with us. He's brought to you by our friends at the Family Leisure. K-10 and Ridge, you mentioned 810. Save even more. I got a great sale going on pools, hot tubs, spas. Get it right now. Summer's coming. What are you waiting for? Get your pool right now at Family Leisure. They're at K-10 and Ridge, you online at familyleisure.com.
All right, the good sense. End of the hour answer. How many 10-time Pro Bowlers went to USC?
Anthony Munoz.
That's one.
Would be one.
Yep.
Ronnie Lott.
Ronnie Lott. Birthday boy Ronnie Lott. He is 65
OJ
today.
Rob wasn't a 10-time Pro Bowler.
No. He only played 10 years.
There's probably years. Another lineman.
6-time Pro Bowler.
Is Jim Lachey? No, he's not there.
Nope.
Where's he from?
Ron Yeary?
No, 7-time Pro Bowler for Yeary.
7-time Pro Bowler. Junior Seau?
Tony Boselli.
Junior Seau, 12-time Pro Bowler. Tony Boselli, no. You're missing the all-time leader at 14.
Is it a kicker or a punter or something?
Offensive lineman.
Offensive lineman. Another one of these dudes.
Member
Randall
of
McDaniel
a family
there,
that created a lot of players.
This is...
Matthews?
Bruce Matthews.
Yeah, Bruce Matthews.
Bruce Matthews, 14. There's four. Bruce Matthews.
Pretty good.
Junior Seau, Anthony Munoz, Ronnie Lott. A number of others had eight. Frank Gifford, Troy Polamalu, Tyron Smith, the Cowboys, Willie Wood, and Ron Mix.
Ron Mix.
He's in the Hall of Fame as well.
Petro, how many times did Ron Mix come walking up to you on Radio Row saying, can I come on? Remember Ron Mix was always at Radio Row? And it's like, yeah, you're in the Hall of Fame. That's great. maybe tomorrow. Nice man.
Sorry, man. You're not in the mix.
Super nice man.
Matthew Seau, Lott, and who?
Matthew Seau, Lott, and...
Munoz.
Yeah. It's closed. I'm at that age now.
If you're looking for a Hall of Fame sandwich, Good Sense has got you covered. How about a Hall of Fame deal? You know, graduation parties are going on, Todd.
I have to go to three of them this weekend.
WHB G5. If you can, and you can save $5. So if you're looking for a grad party, and I mentioned three of the last four I've been to had the Good Sense party trays. So use WHB G5, save $5 at GoodSense.com. $5 off any large catering tray or family sized pasta. WHB
G5. I said that wrong. Four. That's four this weekend, and I shouldn't have said have to go. It's my pleasure to go to four. Different grad parties this weekend, and I know we have one next weekend. Got a lot of neighbors whose kids are, this is it. There's a whole group of them together, and I haven't been to a grad party in a few years. Now, all of a sudden, it's a deluge this weekend.
Well.
And I'm excited about it.
Truly. If they're not bringing the Good Sense, bring your own.
I should. I walk in with a tray. Just thanks for bringing in. No.
I just walk in with me.
This is my, I maybe mean, it's not a whole tray. I just
16 inch ago. Yeah, I'm just going to go and eat this over here while you guys eat whatever you brought.
And a cup of banana peppers. Eat those.
So good. The veggies are so fresh and good.
So fresh.
The party trays are awesome.
Yeah, I'm going to probably not show up with anything in hand, but I'll take it. If there's a party tray, I'll see what I can do, see what damage I can do. Four, five, six.
Yeah. I honestly don't know the last time
4 inches
that I went to some place that had like that kind of, that at least wasn't at least one Good Sense tray.
They're around.
I mean, it's every single time.
Because it's good. It's good.
It's good food, Todd, that makes Good Sense.
It does. Speaking of good food, one thing that is tasty is a corn dog. They do not have
those. Do you like corn dogs?
I like corn dogs.
Really?
I absolutely love corn dogs.
I like hot dogs.
I like corn dogs. A corn dog takes me back to my youth when there was nothing in the house. We had frozen corn dogs, and you would turn the oven on and get the State Fair corn dogs and bake them on the deal. I mean, that was like I could make my own food. And I'll go over to Sonic and have a corn dog. Maybe, but I do like a corn dog. And corn dog is the famous play that the Chiefs have run to great success in the Super Bowl.
Dynamite transition.
I did it.
Hello.
So we're going to play some Kelce Brothers sound. Apparently last week when Patrick Mahomes was on, I don't know which Paul it is. Logan Paul, Aaron Paul, Jake Paul, Somebody Paul.
Peter
podcast.
Paul.
And he was talking about corn dog. You know, they've ran it in both Super Bowls. He said, next year we're going to run it. We're going to run a shovel pass on this thing in the Super Bowl. So they were talking about the Kelce brothers, about how they have different plays that happen off the plays that they run.
Coach Reed always has this. Listen, he's got the double move. He's got the next level of the play. You know what I mean? Like, just when you think you got him, no, you don't.
He wants you to defend corn dog because you defend corn dog, the next one's going to score.
Exactly.
Like, if we're playing rock, paper, scissors, and I tell you, hey, I'm throwing scissors, what do you think I'm throwing?
Not scissors.
Anything but scissors. And bam, they come scissors. Down anyways. Double you. You thought I was fucking around? I'm dead serious. I'm throwing scissors.
He is psycho. And now you're just frustrated mentally.
Yeah.
Because this guy knew he was coming.
He just told me what he was going to do. And then I say, hey, I'm throwing scissors again. Ha ha, rock. He got me again. I better not throw paper.
True competition, baby. True competition. It's not always athletic. Sometimes it's just right up here.
No doubt.
Jason knows that. He's a professional mind. Let's just make sure we get to New Orleans, boys, and then worry about what plays we're going
to
run.
Right. That's step one to get there. But I think there is some fun truth to that. And these guys have both been in the offense. Andy Reid is great at this. This is what he does.
His plays, a lot of them, you know, there is a shovel pass underneath, a reverse element over here, a, you know, crossing route, a go route. There is. You can see it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and they set it up, and that's why he's taking his little notes.
Yeah. They did this here, they did this here, then this. And he knows the other teams are studying, and then you're not ready for it. And so it's just funny that Patrick was on a podcast saying, oh, yeah, we're definitely going to run that again. We're going to run a shovel pass. And is that just, we're going to play rock? And then you don't, and you think, oh, they're playing rock. Nah, we're going to play paper. That's the game that they play. And I think, I love talking about it. And if you really got with the offensive coaches or Mahomes or whatever and had a real discussion about it, it would probably blow your mind how much they really, how intricate it is and how much work they do. Like he had playing the Super Bowl was like, it was the little pass to McKinnon. And he's like, we hadn't seen that look since preseason. And all of a sudden, everyone did the right thing and they picked up a big third down. That's the study. That's what you have to be able to do and play and to play in Andy Reid's offense. And that's why sometimes we see people don't get to play because they're not as good at it.
It's our great fortune as Chiefs fans to have a guy in charge of that part of our teams, our favorite team's fate, that you get the idea that if he weren't a football coach, if he worked in an office, he would still just sit there and draw football plays.
Or he would draw what to do at the office.
Or he'd be on a phone, a conference call, and he's still trying to figure out some way. That it's just.
Well, that's what his son told Todd at the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They go on vacation. He's got a stack of cards. Yeah. You up in his office. He's drawing football plays.
Can you have
a
better guy?
The ocean's out here.
That.
What are you doing?
Yes.
You know, drawing plays.
I'm trying to work on a throwback thing there.
You remember back in 97, we did the deal, and we were in Green Bay. In 97, we did that. And then 4 years later, we were in Philly, and we did this one thing. You know what we ought to do? Let's do a meld of those two things in 2017 with the Chiefs. I mean, that's just what he does.
And I'm sure he has sharpened that up maybe because he's got the greatest quarterback in the league. He gets like, oh, I could do anything now. I mean, literally, there's nothing he can draw up that Patrick Mahomes can't execute to amazing efficiency.
And they just
perfect combination.
Generally speaking, it's not perfect every play. But generally speaking, it's an upset if someone's in the wrong place. You know, the guys do pretty well. And we've seen it happen. Wide receivers run the wrong way, and every once in a while you see Patrick go, here, whatever. But it's pretty rare. I think if you watch other teams all the time, you'd probably see that a lot.
I've said for a long time, a big part, right? Not all, a big part of the brilliance of Andy Reid is from whenever the last game's played till whenever training camp starts.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, he's just getting ready.
I mean, I think he gets a lot done at training camp, but his whole this time right now, he's pummeling the competition.
Oh, yeah, working, grinding. And that's why you remember, like, when everything got – I just thought they were going to have a monstrous advantage during COVID when everything got mixed up and you couldn't have your deals. And he's like, no, they'll be fine because they have systems in place. And they just crushed everybody that year. Now, they lost the Super Bowl. Everyone got hurt. But they were so far ahead of everyone on all the stuff, doing their meetings and adapting and all that stuff. And, you know, we think sometimes he's a bit of a traditionalist or whatever, but he said it. I asked him the question on Monday about the new kickoff thing. And he's like, I like change. You know, it's a new challenge for him. And they've been working hard on that. And you know what they'll probably be? They'll probably be better than some of the teams because they're trying to think of what's happening with that. And we won't really get to see that till the games, but I can't wait to watch that part of it.
No, I agree.
Yeah. All right, let's play another one here quick from Travis. Talking about rookie camp. We just had rookie camp, and we make quick judgments about something. Like, everyone was mad because Xavier Worthy didn't catch a couple balls on Saturday. By the time it came to Sunday and Monday, he looked great to me when I was out there on Monday catching everything, and they were throwing everything at him. You can make judgments a little quickly on people. This isn't about that, but this is about Travis Kelce talking about himself at his rookie camp.
I'm not going to lie. I kind of peeked at, like, my rookie mini camp. I was a fucking scrub.
Oh, really?
Yeah. There were some plays where it was like, oh, yeah, nice route. Oh, nice feet. There were some other plays where it was like, you are a fucking jabroni.
I hate watching old tape of myself.
Yeah.
It's like, why was I doing that? Why would I do that? Just put your hand here. It's so stupid. If only I knew now what I knew when I was 27, I would have been so fucking good.
Oh, man. Monday morning quarterback. Let's go.
Sorry about that bad beep there. I beeped them all. There's a lot of cussing in this. But the point of the deal is nobody's great at their rookie minicamp. You're just not. You're not ready for it. And here they intentionally crush you on purpose to make sure that you get beat down. They want you to
know what you got
to
do.
Yeah, and to build up. They don't want it easy for you.
Yeah. No.
And listen, Kelsey was a mid-round pick who was talented, but he wasn't ready for this study. He wasn't ready to do all this. I mean, he didn't get to be. I mean, he got hurt. He didn't really get to play that rookie year.
And now he's an actor.
Yeah, now he's going to be an actor.
Todd Lebo's with us. He's brought to you by our friends at Family Leisure, big hot tub, pool, and patio furniture sale going on right now. Mention 810, save even more. FamilyLeisure.com, K10 and Ritchie. Little Lebo Sounds with Todd Lebo, brought to you by Family Leisure, K10 and Ritchie, online at FamilyLeisure.com. Get out there. Tell them the program sent you. Mention 810,
save
discount.
More. Let's go.
Discount. Todd, one more.
Yeah, let's play a little bit more.
The Potty Mouth Kelsey Brothers.
Yeah, so this is a new world. I know Curtis lives his whole life on social media. He's always posting workouts.
Oh, yes.
So that you do see a lot of this stuff now. People are posting workouts or something, but it sounds to me like Jason Kelsey has had enough of that.
I know that everybody's into social media now. I don't care if you're posting stuff like that as long as you're actually working. If you're working, do whatever the f*** you want on social media. I don't care. But in my experience, most of the guys posting shit on social media
ain't working.
Yeah, they're like, I literally would see guys come in, take a photo of them doing some curls, and walk straight out. My brother, you just got in this motherfucker. And then I'd see on social media putting that work in. Like, come on, let's get out of this.
Yeah,
but there's guys. I mean, Aaron Donald used to post videos of his guys doing knife fighting with his hands. I went and worked out for a week with Aaron. I'm like, oh, this dude's actually.
He's
actually putting that work in, right? So yeah. If you're putting the work in, more power to you. Post it to social media all you want. But I just can't stand when guys are like, do one set just so they can get a post out there.
He's an old man now, so he's retired. Although Jason Kelsey did say he went to rookie minicamp just to hang out, mostly to get free breakfast, he said. He was able to eat. And he went to the rookie minicamp. Just to do it. I am interested to see. The podcast is fun, whatever they talk about, whatever. But it's different when you're playing. Now that he's not playing, we'll see how this goes. I'm curious.
I'm intrigued, too.
Yeah.
Because, I pointed out, the value of things. Guys who aren't that good that are playing, in the memorabilia world, it's worth this. And there's a guy who's a four-time champ who's retired. It's worth less.
Yep.
All of a sudden, no one cares.
Yep.
So it will be interesting.
Yeah.
Travis is still playing. That will help.
Yeah, and, he'll if he stays around the Eagles and gets some stories and stuff like that, it'll be fun. But if he starts unloading on former players and actually saying names of who we used to go in and post something, that would be even better. I don't know if he's there yet, though. That's what I'd want to see next. Fill in the blank would come in and do two curls and then go post it. That's gold.
Remember when Jonathan Baldwin tweeted out that he was out for a jog at 4 a.m.?
Yeah, we've had plenty of that.
It was in between
his head coach here.
It was after his rookie
in the
year.
Office early, 4 in the morning. And he said, "Are you getting gas at 8:30 over here? 4:35 in State Line?
I see all the guys getting my donuts." Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So, speaking of having some fun, maybe having a couple of cold ones.
Okay.
Also on the Whatever Paul Brother podcast, apparently. They asked him, what it's like to party with the Kelsey brothers. And he says, no. I can't hang with the Kelsey brothers.
Listen, I've seen that man literally drink bars out of Coors. Literally. We got to run to the store and get some more. We didn't think that we were going to run out of these things. But Pat Mahomes has done it twice now. So
when you got a Jerry Curl mohawk, mullet going, you can drink some beers. All right, I ain't trying to hear none of this, Pat.
Your body don't look like that for nothing, Pat.
Yeah, come on.
That dad bod, it don't look like that for nothing.
Shots fired at the dad bod again.
Wow.
I mean, the dad bod was unfair.
It was unfair.
He's not fat.
No.
No.
He doesn't have a six-pack.
It was somewhat unfair, but he also brought it on himself for the humor.
It's fun. I mean, he's a dad. That's what he said. He's a dad. But he's not. Most quarterbacks, honestly, are not ripped in the guts. That's not how it is. You walk around an NFL locker room, you see all kinds of body types. Because you've got monstrous dudes, you got little dudes, and they do different things. And Patrick Mahomes does not need to have a six-pack. Unnecessary.
He needs to bend his legs in weird ways in case he gets tackled like that.
Yeah, rubber bones that that don't break. He's, kneecaps that move.
He appears to be putting in the work.
He does put in the work. On the social media workout things, I mean, he really, this dude grinds on all of this stuff. He goes and has his fun. He's been to F1. He's go to the Derby, go to the Met Gala or whatever. He goes to all that stuff. But he also works really, really hard, and he's always ready. I've never felt ever that he's not prepared to do something.
They keep winning championships, so the haters can't go, well, maybe if you weren't out at what?
What?
We don't want two Super Bowls at once?
They're knocking the ring on the table.
Thank you, Todd.
All right, boys.
All right, four pitchers in the 1971 Baltimore Orioles won 20 games. Name any two of them. Brought to you by Joe's Kansas City Barbecue.